Welcome to episode 21 of the People's Champ podcast. We are going to be going over the mini set today and the most recent patch notes. With us, as always, is my wonderful co-host, Jordan. And today we have Finesse as a guest. How's it going, Finesse?
It's going pretty well, pretty well.
Yeah, what's been going on with you?
Oh, well, was, as you know, was streaming for a bit, but was able to get a real job and been busy with that for the most part. But I'm currently a high school teacher.
That's awesome. What do you teach?
I teach English at the moment, but I have applied to a couple of history positions for the upcoming school year. We're hoping for the best.
That's dope.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
To answer your question, I'm doing good as well. Also with us, in case anyone hears her later, my daughter is sitting in my lap, so you might hear her a little bit in the background. So, Jordan, what's been going on with you? Anything exciting lately?
Not really, just making games.
Yeah. You got like an internship at a game studio, right?
Yes, sir.
Pretty sick.
That's rad.
It's going well so far.
With me, I'm just transitioning from my normal job to my summer job at the country club. So getting busy right now.
You got promoted or what happened today?
Oh, it's not really a promotion. I just got an official title. Yeah, because so last year when I was there last summer, I was just an intern, so they didn't give me a title. But today I got a name tag with a title, so.
Fancy.
Pretty cool. All right. We want to hop into the mini set?
Sure. I'm just going to go off the official patch notes in whatever order that's in.
Sure.
June 3rd. Wow, launches tomorrow? How about that?
Yeah.
35 distinct cards that can be obtained from Forged in the Barrens card packs, or the entire 66-card set you can just purchase for $15 or 2,000 gold.
Yeah. I screwed up.
That's very weird.
I screwed up and I was buying a bunch of the portraits as they were releasing them. So I only have 1,000 gold, which is big sad.
That's how they get you, dude. They get you to spend more money by giving you stuff you don't need and tricking you into buying it.
Yeah. But
I saw that they put the dwarven warrior skin up and I was like, nah, that mini set's coming out soon. I can't buy it.
Well, the good news, and Celeste Lana announced this on Twitter earlier, but the good news is that all of the portraits that have been rotating lately are just going to be available for purchase all the time now. So you didn't miss out.
They're adding purchase options to the collection manager, which is kind of interesting.
That's cool.
You can buy Magni with gold and get the best warrior skin.
Let's go.
1K Garrosh, definitely the strongest option.
I really do like the 1K Garrosh skin.
Yeah, that's disgusting. I think Magni is the only portrait in all of Hearthstone I'd pay money for. Even like warrior. It's the only one that's worth like a 1 gold out of my income. Nothing else is worth it.
You way back in the day, you did buy Illyria, for the record.
Yeah, and I don't use her.
That's because Hunter's bad.
She was a waste. Actually, she might be my default Hunter, but yeah, I don't play Hunter. So sad.
I missed out on the Sylvanas skin. That's the one I would want for Hunter.
That's also going to be available for sale. So.
Yeah, you can just buy that with gold, I believe.
Sylvanas is the best Hunter portrait.
We'll get down to that.
But yeah, I messed up, and I'm gonna try to not buy it with money because it's mostly commons and rares. So if I have 1,000 gold, which is 10 packs, and I have 10 packs saved up, so
you only need 2,000 gold. To get the full mini set.
Yeah, but I only have 1,000. So.
Yeah, but you're almost 100 in the battle pass, right? You're 100.
I'm past 100.
All right, so you get a couple hundred gold a day.
If you have none of your quests done, one quest is equal to about 100 gold, one daily.
What is? You get quick maths, 10 a week.
Sure, but I don't want to wait a week to play the new cards. I'm just gonna open my packs.
You don't have to.
And I have enough dust I can craft whatever I don't open.
It's an absurd waste of dust. But I guess I can't talk about wasting dust after the Bored to Be Wild I've been doing. Crafting soul mirrors and other garbage for the listener series. I spent like 7k dust yesterday.
Solid.
Jeez Louise.
And I have a lot
like Archwitch Willow and soul mirror and so many other legendaries that normally don't make any sense.
Yeah. At this point, my collection is a lot more complete than yours anyway, so I can spare the dust because I'm missing 2 cards.
I don't know if that's true. I have 12k dust saved up or whatever, so I still have like 6k, but
yeah,
I just don't have garbage cards. Like Murazond and Priest, I ideally would have put in my deck if I owned it. Because this week it's Greed Week.
Yes.
Amazing.
Keep moving.
Yeah, we got Spelunking support, which seems like worse lackeys.
Yes, the Adventurers or whatever. They're all 2/2s. Yeah. They all have a different keyword from Hearthstone on them. Some of them are okay, some of them are bad. But the cards that generate them are bad, so I don't think you'll see any play in Wild.
Oh, definitely not. Advanced Synergies. So these are like the archetypes they're trying to introduce. This card I'll see playing wild. The Lady Anacondra.
Six maybe.
Mana, 3/7. Your nature spells cost 2 less.
I think it's going to be... It's only going to be good in Celestial. And it's with only... Celestial Druid, yes. It seems kind of like a stretch.
Yeah, that's... I mean, can Druid afford to take a turn off just playing a 6 mana, 3/7?
Well, I don't think they
will. It won't. It'll be a 1 mana, 3/7.
You do it with Celestial. Yeah. It'll be a 1 mana, 3/7. Sure. You'll have... 3 other 4 other mana, and
yeah.
Then your spells are all free.
Fair enough.
And you can probably do some powerful stuff with free stuff.
Yeah, because you can play Lady Anacondra and then Nourish for mana for free.
I'm not saying it's the new Dark Lair, right? But it, I mean, people will play it unironically and like try to win some
yeah.
games.
It'll be good sometimes.
It might be the best card, and we're seeing it first.
that's not even
clear. For Wild Works. Outside of Warlock, I bet you it's probably the best card.
That's maybe true.
I don't even know if the Warlock cards are good. So, we'll see. The Irrelevant class is first.
Demon Hunter.
Which is very sad, because it was quite fun back in the beginning.
Yeah, it just won't ever like compete with Wild, because it'll never have
yeah,
cards as strong as Wild cards.
Yeah.
Be released into the current
not,
standard.
Not deep enough.
I for my level 100, I picked Illidan because I thought it looks sweet. So I've been trying to play Demon Hunter today, and I tried because Martian Boo was playing Reno Demon Hunter on stream. I tried that for a while. I was kind of eh. And I tried Odd Demon Hunter. And I was kind of eh. And I'm like, you know what really makes so much sense? Spiteful Summoner Demon Hunter. So that's what I've been playing today. And I actually I was having fun, if not winning. It was like 40%
win rate, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, at least you weren't like sitting there just like, gosh, I hate doing this, but I'm just going to keep hitting that play button.
Yep.
Yeah, are any of these Demon Hunter cards good? We didn't even look at them, but I doubt it, right?
Let's see. Sigil is summoning at the start of your next turn. Summon 2/2s with taunt.
So it summons on a turn after. It's not even like yeah. It wouldn't be good if you could do that the turn you played the card.
It'd be okay if the summons came in with charge at least, so you could attack with them that turn.
Yeah, if they didn't have summons like
rush this. The turn.
Yeah, rush the turn they're summoned or something.
All right, so yeah, either you'd have to make this card just summon two, or at the start of your next turn summon two with rush for it to be good and wild. But.
So the application I see with this card potentially is if you have a deck where you only want to run very specific minions, this is good early game as like a defensive thing that spawns minions sure. and helps you not lose control of board super hard.
That's yeah, there fair. Have been some fringe Demon Hunter decks that like trying to find like early stuff to do while having late stuff, so they run like the 2-mana weapon and that's like the best thing they can do.
Uh-huh.
So those kind of like fringe decks might like it, but it's not going to do a whole lot. This middle card could actually be alright, because the text on it's quite good.
Yes.
It's like another Unraveler. So if you get like some big demon hunter thing going and you manage to stick this, it could be kind of annoying, but...
I'll say
but then you're probably dead. So.
Yeah, that's the big problem, right? Like, your opponent's supposed to cost him 2 more is pretty great, but like at that point in the game... You're either winning already if you're landing this and fine, or you're super dead.
I do have the 8 mana King Crush you'd rather be playing, I imagine. But
why
this
not?
Card
I
will
mean,
probably be quite good in standard.
That big demon deck that's been they've been trying to push for a while has wanted just more demons because they kind of just run out of steam eventually. Especially with since you have Pit Commander that summons them from your deck. The best part about this is that it has taunt. And it keeps, and it's harder to remove because the spell thing.
Taunt, good to keep you alive, but bad to keep that alive. So it's a double-edged sword, right?
Because sure.
If you wanted to keep that alive, you'd want it not to be taunted.
And it's good with the 9 mana and it's off. It's a pretty good pull off for a demon.
I think they already have like 2 good 8 mana demons.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
I guess you can just
Isn't anything that's just like above 5 mana with a race just like, oh yeah, that's good with Nuzoth?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes.
And then there's a 3 mana 3/2.
That card's disgusting in standard. Wow.
Yeah, that card's really
3/2
good.
3/2 rush, deal 1 to all enemy minions. Is that even good in wild? That could spread the rest of the 3 by a lot.
It's tempo, for sure.
Worst case, you're dealing 4 to 1 minion. Best case, you're clearing a Pirate Warrior board in turn 3.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Kill the captain and the 2/1 and the patches both become 1/1s now, and then they die, and like, that's insanely good.
There's a lot of stuff in this mini set that makes Pirate Warrior a lot harder to play.
Makes Pirate Warrior good?
No, it makes Pirate Warrior get oppressed more because these cards... I mean, like, the Shaman card is a 1-card clear your entire board. So.
Yeah, but they overload for every minion they kill. That's terrible.
I like the Fel Rattler a lot. I think that could definitely see play for sure. That's a very good, like, early/mid-game minion.
It costs 3. You never know.
Yeah.
It's
got
good.
A shot in wild.
The it's good tempo, and it's a decent beast off of Nuzoth.
Yeah.
It's got rush.
Stoss are just, like, in AoE. It's just, like...
Yeah, which sometimes Demon Hunter struggles with, so it's good.
Yeah, especially after the weapon nerf. It's very spicy.
Honor Druid. We already talked about Lady Anacondra. That'll see play, probably.
I think that's pretty good.
There's a 3-mana 4/3 taunt. Death Rattle, reduce the cost of a beast in your hand by 2.
Is this the card that finally breaks Beast Druid? Are we there now?
I doubt it, but maybe.
If this card came out in 2016, we would have liked it. But...
That's true.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think this card, if it ever sees play, will be in the context of some combo deck where you need an expensive beast to get cheaper.
I mean, they did make the 6-mana 5/5 payoff beast a 5-mana card, which is kind of cute, but unless odd druid like can deal with like the APM mages and priests of the world, I really doubt it.
I mean, it does have taunt, and it does, so you could just play this in the taunt druid builds where you're just reducing a bunch of beast taunts and then finally slamming down the spider legendary and just get this guy back.
That
you
might be the
tell
best
it's a standard
use
card because it's a 4/3 and not a 3/4.
Yeah.
So much worse.
Yeah. I mean, that might be the best application of it is it gives you more options with Hatternox. You don't have to play Naturalize. Because Naturalize drawing your aggro opponent cards feels really bad. Maybe that's the use of it.
Generally, drawing your opponent cards in Hadronox are just good because they just die in fatigue while you sit behind 7 cartoons.
Yeah, but if they're aggro and they just kind of, I don't know. They just kind of get there sometimes. They don't care about fatigue.
Well, then you're not Naturalizing. If you Naturalize a Hadronox, you probably win.
Yeah, maybe.
But I guess maybe over the top, you think? I don't know. That deck's terrible, though, so what's it matter?
Yeah, no fair.
Yeah.
And then there's an 8-mana 4/9 beast that says after you cast a nature spell, summon a 4/2 Viper with Rush.
It's a heck of a Violet Teacher, but it's not going to see playing wild.
Yeah, that's real bad.
Is this the first time we've seen 4/9 as a stat line, though?
No, there's a 6-mana card. 6-mana neutral dragon that has that stat line.
Wasn't sure.
That's like a priest card too, but is that a 4/10 now?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what card you're talking about.
4/9 is a very interesting stat line.
Sure.
It's very anti priest stat line.
Yeah.
Well, it used to be. Priest has too much removal now, it just gets there.
Well, in wild, sure. I imagine in standard this like all 3 of these cards see play. Although maybe Deviate might not, but the other 2 should.
At the very least, the Deviate Dreadfang, great arena card.
Oh, man.
Absolutely bonkers.
With 1 nature spell, it's worth it in arena. It's like just good stuff. Let's move on to Hunter. I'm sure there'll be nothing here of any sort of power. As is with Hunter, a 4-mana weapon with 2 durability. Awesome stuff. Loving it already.
I really like both Serpent Bloom and Venom Strike Bow. Being able to, one, for Serpent Bloom, be giving something poisonous just for free now, I think opens up a lot of avenues with some of the random stuff that Hunter has been able to do over the years.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's just Hunter's Mark, though.
Well, no, then you get to put it on the deal one damage to everything legendary, and you're just like good to go.
Sure, it's like the shaman 3-mana kill everything combo, 2 cards. It's a similar in Hunter.
Yeah,
and you could maybe run that.
Yeah, get to run it with that bat that deals, you know, wipes the enemy board.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I've played a lot of Reno Hunter, and you just kind of like want board wipes in any way, shape, or form. So being able to go like, haha, finally I have something that clears the board and I didn't have to try too hard to get to it, isn't too bad.
Yeah, you don't have to play 2-mana card that deals damage to your own minion and like.
Yeah, the arrow. When I got spoiled, I was like, this is so close. And this one just being free, boop, perfect. And if you need it occasionally, you're like, oh man, they play like a 9/9 and all you have is like a 2/3, like, cool, I'll take a removal spell.
Yeah, I mean, that's so, okay. Potentially.
I like it.
I think it. All three of these cards are dog shit. So.
No, fair enough.
If the middle one was Battlecry, it would be terrible, and it's Frenzy, so.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, the 1/6 stat line is not great.
Yeah, if it had a rush itself, so you could proc it the turn you play it, it's still bad. Like,
4-mana 4. If it was like a 4-mana 4/6 with Frenzy and Rush, that'd be a pretty good card.
Oh, that'd be nuts. Yeah, that'd be very, very good. You'd make it a 3/6 at best for Hunter, but 1/6 is insulting.
Yeah,
and this weapon will never see play. Bow is infinitely times better. Just hit him in the face. It's the best way to kill their minions for them to not be able to play him anymore.
I might try to go in like control or Reno Hunter, but yeah, that's not like a super real deck. It's just my favorite pet deck.
Maybe Even Hunter, since you can't run the good weapons like Bow.
You can potentially run that Even Hunter.
What do you run at
I think that deck's more aggressive than controlling, so.
For sure.
What do you run at 4 these days in Reno Hunter? You have like Flanking Strike?
Yeah, Flanking Strike's all right. The 4-mana Secret Hyena is pretty good.
Is that it?
There's not a lot in the 4-mana slot. You got a lot in your 3s and your 5s, but your 4-mana slot's not
at good. That point, you just play
at that point, you just run Kazakus. Yeah, the new one.
Yeah, and you also, the new one you could do. You also get the one that deals 4 damage and discovers a spell. I'm blanking on the name.
Mark Shot, you run that?
Yeah, that card's actually pretty good. I mean,
I guess you can also maybe run Dragon's Bane.
Yeah, Hunter. Certain versions of Reno Hunter, I've run Dragon's Bane. It wrecks when you can get it to go off properly.
Yeah, hit face.
Yeah, especially if you have the dude that reduces your hero power, so you can like play it the turn, shoot a hero power for free, and it's just like 6 damage.
The tour guide, or the 2-mana card. I guess that's a Hunter card. 2-mana 2/3.
Yeah, 2-mana 2/3. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think those are all pretty bad. Serpent Bloom, you could maybe fit in the right deck. And it'd be okay in a Highlander because you run 30 unique cards.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Serpent Bloom strikes me as like they just need to print like a beast that is like really, really good if they gave it poison. And then it just obviously doesn't have poison. So you just slap this thing on there and suddenly they're like, oh man, this thing's nuts.
True. You know what would be great? They had a Spellburst card that said deal 1 to all enemy minions.
And it was a beast.
And it was a beast, yeah. That's what that card needs to be at all good. But it's still worse than
the 3-mana card, right? It's just the same. I guess you can't get through taunts with the 3-mana card, but it's pretty close.
And it blows. The 3-mana card blows up your own board too.
Does it really? Only hits everything.
Yep.
Yeah. So it deals 1 to all creatures.
That's I guess if you can get there with a 4/2, a poisonous 4/2, then by all means.
I mean, I've stitched together enough beasts where giving something with poisonous that also wipes the board is just pretty good to have occasionally in that deck.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's my favorite combo with Rexxar is poison, Dreadscale one.
So Serpent Bloom probably might be able to do some fun shenanigans with that. The other two, aren't great.
On to Mage. They all have the word freeze on them, or frozen. They have a 6-mana 5/5 that costs 2 less for each frozen enemy. So really, you have a 0-mana 5/5 on turn 3 when you play your Frost Nova or your Cone of Cold. Yeah.
Or Varden. Yeah. But
I mean,
I don't know if they want that.
0-mana 5/5s are delightful.
Dedicated like tempo freeze mage, you could potentially see play with that as like your version of Secret Keeper, but or Violet.
Yeah, the 7. We get it. The Secret Mage 5/5. Yeah.
Yeah. Same idea.
That deck's trying to kill people early, though. LPG, I don't think that would have been like Warden wouldn't want this card.
You wouldn't put it in LPG. This card, that card's not.
Well, that's the only deck that runs Warden or Chronicold or.
Right now. But yeah, they keep on printing.
I mean, Shattering Blast and Flowcaster, I think you could theoretically get a new deck out of this where you're just like all free spells, you know, that is your board wipe, and then just this kind of stuff to like, you know,
sounds
carry the game.
Like a slow mage, significantly worse than LPG and not fast enough to be like an APM, but it could be fun.
No, for sure. It'd be fun.
I will say all three of these cards are getting ripped in my Freeze Mage Duels deck that I keep making.
There you go. You gotta think about that nowadays. Some of these weird-looking cards, you're like, what on earth? Why is this here? It's like, oh, Duels is a game mode.
Yeah.
That they have people who work on.
Uh-huh.
Keep forgetting it's a game mode. I don't think I've played a game of Duels since it came out.
Solid.
I haven't played it in a while.
I enjoy playing it from time to time.
Paladin! Bring me on a 2-3 weapon. Death Threat will give your minions Divine Shield.
Trash.
Maybe if it was a 3-2, I could be interested, but...
Yeah... Because the durability is a liability on this weapon.
Yeah. I mean, for an effect that's pretty good. So, yeah.
Probably great in standard. You will get to play like a 6-drop. The turn you play, you might give it a Divine Shield. That's like just good enough because 2 attack is enough in that format.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Definitely not an odd paladin card, right? Like...
No, definitely not. That deck is way too streamlined. You'd have to be nuts to break into that.
Yeah.
I do like this secret, though.
New secret for Jordan to complain about.
Set its attack and health to 1. Tax anything? Just attacks?
Yeah,
yep.
Just attacks. So that's pretty good secret.
It's disturbing.
It's okay. It's going to be great in standard.
Now, if you have that and, Defender down and just, kills whatever attacks.
You might put this in, like, the aggro Nubian Reb Lord post type, like, just cult arms aggro druid, or paladin, rather. This might go in that. But I don't know. Probably not better than Omayag and Never Surrender, and you probably don't run anything else.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I don't know if they run Never Surrender in that deck anyway, actually. You might run one of this in, like, 2 Omayags.
I mean, I still occasionally run into people trying to play Secret Paladin, so this, is a pretty good secret to just jam into that deck.
Sure.
Really good in Secret Rogue off of Anar.
You're not wrong.
Party up, 7-mana, summon 5/2/2 seems abysmal, but there was an 8-mana druid card that summoned vanilla 2/2s for a while that we saw play, but. It's a wildly different time in deck.
And also, Druid does better with wide boards than Paladin does.
Yeah,
Paladin likes
tall boards.
Paladin likes
tall boards. They have 1-mana Pyroblast, which I'm sure is nuts in standard.
Yeah.
Although maybe they just don't have the same amount of chargers and like ways to use it that we do, but...
No, for sure. I like the Adventurers as like an idea. Like, for standard, that's like super fun, that's super flavorful, but yeah, you can't break into wild, which is like, I'm just gonna make a bunch of 2/2s that don't immediately impact the board on
this
turn 7.
This card would have to cost 4 to see play in wild, probably.
I'd put it at 5 just so that Odd Paladin gets to play, because a board that big for Odd Paladin is pretty good. 1-mana per 2/2 seems balanced.
Also, it's probably too good at 4. 4-mana 10/10s are normally not.
Too good at 4 because Call to Arms is at 4, but.
4-mana 10/10 with keywords is probably too much.
Yeah, I'd have to cost 5, and it would be questionable on every deck, but.
True.
Terrible at 7.
I
would have ran it in Born to be Wild this week, ironically, because this competition is Bone Mare and Strongman, so I might have considered it. 7-mana drops suck in Hearthstone. I don't know if you guys realize this, but they're terrible.
Bone Mare is delightful.
Yeah, it's. Like the best choice you have at the 7 mana.
Linessa at 7. And,
exactly, Paladin.
And Liadrin.
Yeah, I didn't own either of those. Or I could have played OTK Paladin and probably got alright with it. But it was funny. I was trying to make decks and I was trying to find 7 drops to put in. There were some classes like Warlock, right? And of the entire history of Warlock, how many cards that cost 7 do you think they've printed?
3.
I mean, you're thinking correctly.
Three or four.
It's very low. It's like 11 total cards of all of Hearthstone that cost 7 at the Warlock. In all of Hearthstone. 11 yeah. 7 cost cards. It kind of blows my mind. And then I looked and I realized Shaman has one 10 mana card in all of Hearthstone history. And it's like the world's worst clowns I've ever seen. Oh, man. Some decks just don't have, like, cards at certain slots. Because yeah, the type of archetypes they push just don't do these cards.
Well, that was the problem with Priest for a really long time with the format. It just never had a good 2-drop back in the beginning. They were just like, print us a good 2-drop, please. We'll take anything at this point.
And they gave you Zephyrs?
Well, no, I'm talking like way back. Like, this is like...
Radiant Elemental was the first really
Radiant Elemental game. Came back and everyone just lost their minds. So like, this is so good.
Back when Priest was good, when you'd 1-drop into 2-drop into buffs and to kill your opponent. What a life. God,
I miss Buff Priest.
Ah, you played it. I'm talking aggro, Smork Priest, bro. I ain't no making no one big minion. I'm making a bunch of small big minions. I'm smacking them in the face.
Ever played Death Rattle Priest? That deck's really fun, but terrible.
Death Rattle there was Priest a while where you could play it as Amara Arena Priest.
No, there's like an aggro Death Rattle Priest where you play.
The
bring
one.
Out your deads and all that. And you're just like, let's go.
All right, Priest, 3 mana, 2/3. Battlecry, draw a spell. If it's a holy spell, reduces cost by 2. It's okay. I don't see where it fits.
I mean,
in.
Priest has very good spells.
Yeah, but you kind of just want to play this if you run on a ton of holy spells. We were talking about this in Martian's chat. It's not even really good enough for Raza Priest because Raza Priest already has this bunch of draws it wants, pretty much.
Does it? It draws it. Renew it, like, makes it free. It draws.
If you're running just holy spells, but there's not that many holy spells in Raza Priest.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Because you only ever knew. And sometimes Desperate Prayer if you're running the Elixirella. I don't even know. Cyrella? Something like that. Yeah, you probably don't run this. 3 mana, 2/3 draw a card.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than draw a card, though. It's great. It's draw a spell. So I think you could finagle it. Because even without the reduction, you're still just guaranteeing yourself one of your better cards. Because for the most part, you play Priest to play the spells, not so much the creatures.
True.
What does Priest run at the 3-mana slot? Palm Reading?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Palm Reading right now is pretty popular. Which, hey, that's a spell. Which this draws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We'll see. It'll see some niche play, probably.
Breath of the Infinite Hysteria could be drawn by this. If you need, like, an aggro... Kind of like an anti-aggro card. It runs very little at 3, but you don't really have to in that deck. You'd just rather run a bunch of 1s and, like...
Yeah.
Good cards.
Uh-huh. There's a new Priest from AoE. Against all odds. Right,
all board wipe deck. Let's go.
Destroy all odd attack minions. It's a holy spell, if you're interested in that.
It is a holy spell. You're not wrong. I don't know exactly... How, like, often are... minions only odd attack on your opponent's side of the field. I can't imagine it's very often.
Odd Paladin does it a lot.
Half the time that their stuff has attack, it's probably odd, but like it's so much worse than Mass Hysteria, which is destroy all minions.
Yeah, right.
For the same
destroy all enemy minions a lot of times when it gets played against me.
That is how Mass Hysteria works. It kills the whole board. That is its intention and design.
Yeah, we were talking about this in Martian's chat, and they were saying, man, they should have called it Even the Odds, and have it be a choose one where you can do odd attack or even attack minions.
Oh, that would be an amazing.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be flexible. Because
Priest needs more good AoEs. I think it's okay if a few of them are bad.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of them are bad.
This is the only epic in the whole set.
And look where Arena Priest is with mostly bad AoEs. Quite good.
You're right, this is the only epic in the whole set. That's pretty crazy.
Yep. Cleric of Anshi. 1 mana, 1/2 Battlecry. If you've restored health this turn, discover a spell from the deck. This is the card that Raza Priest probably looks at from this set.
Yeah, I honestly, yeah, this one's good. You get to discover. It draws you the thing. It's essentially a creature copy of the discover a spell.
Yeah, it's like Thrive in the Shadows.
Yeah, and then it's also like the dragon. If you have a dragon in your hand, discover a spell from your deck.
Mm-hmm.
Draw it.
Yeah, it's really just draw a spell from your deck that you get to choose. But...
This does
go right into Dragon Priest, which is a deck that is only dragons, in so much that they have a ton of toughness, and you get to, you know, Divine, Spirit Inner Fire, bonk. But that deck's really fun, and I would 100% play this in that list.
Yeah.
Seems like a pretty decent card for value and creating by meta and standard for sure. They're going to love that card, I'm sure, on Twitter. It'll be their favorite card.
All right, Rogue. 3-mana, 2/5 stealth, has poisonous while you have no other minions. It's a beast.
What an absurdly weird set of cards.
It's true.
So that's, yeah, the first one is just like, okay, stealth, sure, huh.
It's a hunter card.
It's also right? Just, it's just insane, Arena, for what it's worth. It's just a great
3-mana, 2/5 with poison?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure.
Is there any stealth stuff still in standard? Why are they printing
it? I can't wait to stitch it together with Rexxar.
Because they're just printing it because of the flavor of WoW, I guess. But
yeah. All right.
Is that how Rexxar works? You can get class beasts?
Nah. Yeah. Well, only from Hunter, though.
Yeah, you only get Hunter.
No, you can get other ones, I think.
I think you can only get Hunter and Neutral.
That.
Yeah. I guess that's true. Never really paid attention. I was just like, yeah, this is a beast. Stick it in there.
And five or less. So I guess. Yeah, I don't think you can get other class cards. Like 95%. Maybe 99.5%, actually.
Then we got. I
really need this.
Shadow Spell. 3-mana, draw 2 minions. Any played this turn, gain stealth for 1 turn.
It's a pretty good card.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't really care about the stealth. It's just like Elven.
Curated draw 2. Better Arcane Intellect.
And it's minions, so it guarantees. This probably goes into like. But for tutoring up for like Mill Rogue, because it guarantees you minion draws.
Potentially.
Mm-hmm. Anything that you're running Elven Minstrel.
Hard to fit in wild, I think. But it's a good card for sure. But you've got Secret Passage in Wild that like is all you'd rather play.
No, yeah, that card's
or Odd Rogue where you're playing minions on 3.
This card probably sees play in Kingsbane, maybe? Because Kingsbane.
Raiding Party is just better, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 3 mana that draws 2 and a weapon. So like just way better.
And you don't really care if anything gains stealth in that deck.
No, you don't. But I mean every minion in that deck like draws you Kingsbane. So it's worth considering putting in a draw card that draws minions.
Fair.
I'm pretty sure Secret Passage, Cutting Class, and Raiding Party is enough, but maybe.
Yeah, probably.
If you just want to like
has enough
throw a Nomi in there for fun, maybe you can throw that plus that in there.
Nomi, break your Kingsbane.
This next card has got to be the wildest card that Hearthstone's ever printed. What a bizarre card.
This one is kind of like that one that turned both cards into demons that they printed in Warlock a little while ago, but just like infinitely better because pirates are typically worse than demons, and so are stealthed minions on average.
I loved Orange, like the standard Grandmaster's response when he saw this card. He said it's like they just picked a bunch of random words and threw it on a Hearthstone card. It makes no sense.
Yeah, the flavor here I don't understand at all.
I mean, I understand the flavor. There's like these fishes that were savory delights and WoW, and you bought them and it would like give you a mysterious effect. Yeah, you'd become a pirate or a ninja when you ate it. So now it's a pirate or a stealth minion. Because stealth is the closest thing to ninja.
To ninja tribe we have in this. Yeah. But, okay, I didn't know that from WoW. Very cool.
I was not expecting Jordan to bust out WoW lore now.
I only know it because I'm sure like Celestalon or somebody put it on Twitter, but. It fits. That's why these are all of stealth, because of like the ninja stuff in the WoW lore, I believe. That's why they're printing stealth cards for no reason.
I don't know. I mean, if there ever becomes a super big problem, this is a really nice niche answer to.
I think standard players are going to use it against Demon Hunter maybe for like the Oda Lifesteal guy at 4 mana, but I don't know if it'll actually be good. My guess is it won't be.
So is this should say random minion in both players' hands, right? Or do you get to pick?
It's going to be random.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I think a lot of cards that would function like this actually don't say random. You just kind of...
Yeah, just assume.
Yeah.
Okay, it'd be awesome if you got to pick. This card would be like super playable in that kind of scenario.
It'd be oppressive if you got to pick, because not only do you get to transform the best card in your opponent's hand, you get to see at least two of the other ones if you do discover.
Yeah, if you did discover.
Sure. So, yeah.
Now give me Thoughtseize in Hearthstone.
Yeah, I don't think any of these you play in Wild, but they are cute. Cute for sure. Yeah.
I'm going to get Got playing Reno Priest, and someone's going to be like this. I'm going to be like, I got this in the bag. Got, you know, you know, got my Raza in hand, and they're just going to be like this thing. I'm going to be like, I concede. just because.
See, but if they're playing, that, you probably can win without your Raza.
No, you just have to concede out of respect at that point.
Maybe, dude, maybe.
Not because you can't win, just like, you know what? Good for you, buddy. I'll give it to you.
You did it.
This 3-mana Shaman card is one of the better ones for Standard, I think, that they printed here.
Yeah, they printed Shaman Draw. Shaman has been
asking for Draw for a long time.
Yeah. Turned into
there a wasn't meme. A week that went by where Wire on Twitter didn't ask for Shaman Draw card. And now you get one that draws two, it has stats, and is curated. It's kind of wild.
Yeah, you just play this in, like, any elemental deck, and you're doing great. Earlier, we were talking about you just play, like, an aggressive elemental deck. Like, elemental, overload. And you know what? Cards are nature spells. Crackle. Bog Spine Portal. Like, all of the good aggressive shaman cards are all nature spells. So you just play a smork deck. With elementals. No shot
that that's good, but it does sound cute.
Well, with like, the 1-mana 1/3
way faster.
Probably not. Shaman.
Killing your opponents. Shaman Murloc's pretty fast. Pretty good. Get the 7-mana guy that becomes free. Buffs your whole board 2/2. Kind of just kill people with that deck.
I don't know.
At least when APM Mage was around, that deck was really popular because it got so much stats, like health, super cheap, so the APM just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, are there enough Shaman decks right now that are playing enough nature spells and elementals to make even this thing worth it?
Yeah, well, that's the point. I imagine, like, Shudderwalk can run this. There's probably a couple of nature spells in there, a couple of alleys.
Yeah,
Shudderwalk.
And sometimes drawing one is fine.
I think the bigger thing is if elemental Shaman ever becomes a thing, this slot us right into it. But, like, the 1-mana 1/3 that after you play an elemental game plus one attack,
that thing... about every elemental Shaman card, because there's just really not that many.
Okay, yes, but this 1-mana 1/3, we know how good that stat line is. 1-mana 1/3 that grows.
Oh, I didn't see that. The Wailing Vapor. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. So you just smork them, dude.
Are they good 2-drop elementals?
They have that one that, the one that generates an elemental is pretty good.
Yeah, Menacing Nimbus.
Oh, and there's one that draws a weapon too, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was your best, though, was 2/2?
I have to look at it. But
you're 2/2 and then into 2/5 with Rush Wind Fury is like your best curve.
Sure.
That's.
I mean, then you got a 1-mana 3/3, which is ain't. It's, I mean, 1-mana 2/3 if you just play a 2/2. That's a pretty good opening stat line.
And, I mean, you just one removal spell in your one drop, and then all you have is a 2/2, and then you just lose because you're a minion deck trying to play minions in Wild Hearthstone. Board based decks suck, man. Unless they have insane. Like, finish. Like, where you their opponent has 17 life stabilizes and you can still finish out of hand. Like, Pirate Warriors of the world. Although, even Pirate Warrior just loses some games on turn 2 because your opponent, like, plays a taunt or a removal spell.
Yep. You're just like, all right, remove your first thing, remove your
second.
Play
a Void Caller down and then just win the game. Like,
yeah.
As a deck that's not even good. But yeah, I mean, this. I can't imagine why they would print another 1-mana 1/3 that grows. Standard just got free of that. There might be a world where you run this and Tunnel Trog, Totem Golem stuff too, and you just like have lots
That's
of
what I was
choices,
saying earlier.
But I doubt it.
There's just so many good 1/3s.
I don't think you can fit enough elementals into that deck.
Sure you could.
I don't even need that many elementals. You also have just like the overload Totem Golems for the Tunnel Trog stuff.
Yeah, sure.
I think
even in that deck, this doesn't make the cut because you'd rather just run like more aggressive, less just get rid of the elemental gimmick because it's inconsistent and a terrible keyword. Like after you play an elemental, or like the next turn, if you play an elemental last turn, that's like the worst conditional in all of Hearthstone.
Yeah, so I can solid agree there.
You probably just cut the elementals, even if that deck worked, I would guess.
Just take out all these elementals and add literally anything else.
Yeah, I mean, Shaman's had a 1-mana 1/3 that's like nuts this whole time. Don't see no play.
And the thing in the middle, Perpetual Flame, is a card.
Yeah, it's so insane that it overloads every time it plays, dude.
Yeah, but I think it's fine. I think Shredderwalk Shaman runs this.
I love how they had to buff because... a card to make this card printable. That's hilarious to me.
Well, so here's the thing. This card, you just play it in Shredderwalk Shaman, because Shredderwalk Shaman skipped a lot of the middle turns anyways. Sure. And you play this, and you just destroy your entire Pirate Warrior opponent's board, and you skip the next turn, and it's normally just...
Not like you're going to kill five minions with this, because at that point you die. Like, you kill two to three, maybe, and you overload two to three. You overload two to three times.
No.
Miss a turn, they develop a new board, hit you with it once, then you do it again.
The fact that this is cheap means you can play them in back-to-back turns a lot of time. If you even had just one mana that's not overloaded.
Yeah, I guess. And then actually just overload it again.
That's true. If you need something to stabilize, like, super early against aggro, like, this card drops off real hard, but the first, like, three turns, it's pretty good once everything has under three health.
I mean, I've had Pirate Warrior boards on turn two that it's, like, six minions, and they all have three or less health. So... this card,
right?
If Pirate Warriors died for this card,
spell damage totem. Lol.
I mean, it's really good against Token Druid.
I hate Overload. It's so bad. Like, yes, you have Overload such,
as a mechanic is
you have such
Overload as a mechanic
few
is pretty dumb.
Mana. So you have to play super slow decks, and super slow decks are terrible in Wild Hearthstone. They don't work. They don't have enough time. You're dying too fast to Mage and Priest and Warlock. But you'll absolutely run it in those decks so that they're, like, instead of, like, F tier, they're D tier, right? Like,
I mean, yeah, you're just going to end up, though, like, you know, there'll be a day where you're like, you know what, I'm going to play Smagro, and you just, like, run into four Shamans in a row, and they're all playing this card. And every single time you develop a board, they just gets wiped out, and you're just like, dang.
Well, every other, probably. Two of the first three, and that's enough, probably. Yeah, that's probably the best Shaman card for a while, just for that type of deck, but that type of deck is... fringe.
Yeah, Jordan doesn't believe in playing Shaman or playing control, so he just can't
most of Shaman cards are just bad, man. That class needed help. Like, that class had 1 year where it was just degenerate 4 mana 7/7, and otherwise in all of Hearthstone history it's just been bad.
Even Shaman was very good.
Even Shaman's pretty
wild.
Was a staple for
yeah,
a really
wild
long time.
Even Shaman for a while. I'm just thinking about it as the game came out, not like in Wild, but yeah, that makes,
oh,
that's
sure.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had some Malygos in there at some point, some weird Eureka stuff, but it was just like in the pre-Wild days, and then in the Standard days since, Shaman's been questionable for a lot of it. They had that one good Shaman. The last time they were good, I guess, was the upgrade weapon, evolve weapon deck. That was pretty good.
That deck was actually really good in Standard.
Yeah, they nerfed
that
one.
That was the last. That deck probably would like just 3-drop in that 1-drop. I don't know. I think Shaman and Wild will struggle to be good for a while. But it's fringe playable with like the Murlocs and the Reno, and people have fun doing it. So if this card is good for them. You can clear the early Dark Lair boards that don't matter before they play their 8/8s. And then not have mana the turn they play their 8/8s because you've overloaded, killing their Dark Lair and their 1/1s. Hey, let's talk about the good class. Voila! 2-mana spell, deal 6 damage to a minion, excess damage hits your hero, and it's a shadow spell.
I mean, that's pretty good.
That is some Dark Lair support right there.
Eh, it's kind of just Spirit Bomb, but worse.
Sure, I mean, yeah, I guess if for earlier on, you're not really killing anything with more than 4 health anyway.
That deck, does it need more consistency? Like, it probably doesn't need it, but could it use it? Maybe.
I mean,
like,
since they lost being able to ping themselves with
Penflinger,
maybe they're looking for more self-damage.
Cut a Drain Soul or Shrun this as well, and cut something else, but I guess it's, you know, basically
I can see you running this over Drain Soul, yeah.
Oh, Drain Soul's pretty good because you can, like, Tamsin and use it twice and stabilize, but discard does the first half of Dark Lair getting the weapon. Getting the giants out does that part really well.
Yes.
Yeah, but I guess Spirit Bomb is just better.
I mean, you could also, I mean, like, even not even in Dark Lair, just 2-mana deal 6 is a really good rate that, as a removal spell.
Yeah, and just, like, Handlock or Reno Lock, you just throw it in as removal. It's like turn 7, you play a 5-drop and you kill their 6 health minion. Feel pretty good about it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I think this card is just pretty good. It may not see playing Dark Lair, but I think it's just a pretty good card in general.
Yeah. Solid.
it's going to be really annoying to have that in my hand when my opponent plays a Leprechaun and I have to just stare at it and go, should I get pyroblasted by this Leprechaun or pyroblasted by my Shadow Bolt killing the Leprechaun?
That'd be amazing. Just like,
You're like, where's my...
like, all right, I just need a good draw here and just rip this off the top.
I guess I'm killing the Leprechaun with this and I take 10 the turn I play it. 1 mana Shadow Spell, deal 1 damage to a minion. If it dies, summon a 2/2 adventurer there and a bonus effect.
It's Mortal code. Coil, but it cares about the board.
I mean, it's just a reflavor of that warrior spell that said deal 1 damage to a minion if it survives, summon a 2/2 slime.
Yeah, that's for a different class. I don't think you ever play this card in anything, but...
Yeah, I don't...
Maybe it's just good enough and... It's probably, actually, like... In standard, like when minions matter, right? They play like a 1/1 and 2/1 and 1, and you like kill it and get a 2/2. That's really good tempo. And when your 2/2 has Divine Shield, you win the game. So that's kind of funny. But yeah, wild, it's like you can't shoot it at your face, so it's not good there.
It doesn't draw you.
Reno Lock would rather be playing Armor Vendor, I reckon. And Mortal Coil, Glacial Shard. Yeah, I don't think this makes the cut in Wild Hearthstone. This next one, though, will at least be super popular tomorrow if people decide if it's real or not. 4 mana, 2/6. After you draw a card, changes cost to health instead of mana. Which is just a wild thing to do for Wild Hearthstone when you can just make all your cards free because you have ways to make your hero immune. Like,
not
several ways to make your hero immune, not just one, like 3 cards.
I mean, yeah, this into like plot twist is pretty nutty.
Yeah, I guess the idea is that you play this into plot twist, and then you play your either your Violet Illusionist or your Mel'Ganis, and then you play like your whole deck. Because you like theoretically, you'll get a draw card or two, you'll be able to tap now, and the card you get will like, I don't know, every card will be free, someone will draw more cards. And those cards now, that draw cards are drawing free cards, and you get to Mechathune, and then you. Blood Bloom and Cataclysm, or just Cataclysm at that point, because it costs health. So you just Cataclysm your heart, Mechathune, and you win on turn 5 or 6.
If you plot twist a second time, do all the cards go back in your deck remain costing health?
I don't think so.
It's changing.
Because when you do it with Deck of Chaos, it goes back to its original cost.
It goes back to its original, okay.
What does Deck of Chaos read? It says change? And then it doesn't actually change, it temporarily changes.
Well, it changes in your deck, but then if your plot twist acts like you're shuffling a copy in, essentially.
Hmm. I don't know,
like
if that matters.
A normal copy.
Because I think
but
you
yeah,
would just.
I don't think you'd ever shuffle.
You play all your other cards first because they're free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you play your second plot twist, which would be the nuts with this, actually. That's just the best thing you could do is plot twist. Because you can play your whole hand and then plot twist.
Well, oh, then plot just twist. That's just plot draw. Twist.
Yeah, you're right. Doesn't actually draw anything the second time. Never mind.
So you play all your cards that deal damage or that you need for your OTK and then plot twist the rest of them. Like all the random draw cards that you're playing to get to steal your souls. The fact that it's a demon means you can tutor it with some demons.
Yeah.
Probably running Mel'Ganis as a second copy of
Illusionist. That's what you run, yeah. So. You guaranteed 1 souls and sometimes 1 Mel'Ganis, if not double souls, but
yeah,
it's just nuts. And they may be the only like 5 minions you run, so free admission might be fine too.
No, yeah.
3/5 demons.
We
Mechathune too.
I think you probably run other draw cards in Mechathune, yeah. But
you probably run some draw minions, so maybe not free admission, but it's still draw. So actually, you probably do. You just want all the draw. You want to draw your whole deck. Well, you don't care if they're like good draw, as long as they draw.
Yeah,
so and you're a double Kobold Librarian.
But there's so many better ways to draw in Warlock of all classes. So,
well, you want 24 draw cards. You have to run some subpar ones, right?
Not really. You'd be surprised. Mechathune was playing a lot of just like amazing cards before, and then it got nerfed, so it went away. But now it's back and. I don't know. Depending on how good this is, it might get server-side hotfixed like literally as soon as tomorrow. But they also could just leave it for a week or two like they did for Tiller. Or they could just leave it forever, like Raza.
Tiller lasted like 2 days.
Did it?
Tiller was super fun for 3 days, though.
Yeah, it didn't last that long. The problem with Tiller was also the animations were absurd.
Oh, yeah.
Most games sweep a one later than like what other decks are possible, capable of doing. But it just was not fun to sit there and wait for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. This card's either going to be great or terrible.
I think it'll be bad because the take that is like, why would you play this to then like play all these cards to try to like do all this to kill your opponent when you could just like draw all your cards, play some Dryants and a Lotheb. It's like functionally the same thing, and Dark Lord does it before turn 5 or 6.
Fair.
Might be okay as a deck, but it's competing against the best deck, which is funny. I think like Warlock is probably the most like tier 2 and up decks of any class, just like at all times. But you just don't see him because there's one that's always better. I think Discord Warlock is probably the best deck in Wild Hearthstone that's just like been there and not seen play because there's just like other Warlock decks that are flashier.
I was playing on the last day of the month and I played against Raffle 3 times in a row. He was playing Disco Lock and stomped me into the ground.
It's so good. It's absurd.
Fire Warrior. Yeah.
It is such a good deck. You know, Q Lock too, which is like kind of nuts, man.
That's the biggest problem I have with Warlock is you queue up against him and you're like, okay, which one is it? How do I mulligan for which version? It's just the wrong version.
Right.
Mulligan against, you're like, oh, I lose now.
And it's been like that for like 3 or 4 years because they always have aggro and control decks.
Aggro and control. The perfect class, man.
On to Warrior.
Yeah.
I got a 2-mana 2/3 that says if you have a weapon equipped, gain +1/+1. So this is a
standard card.
This is a totem golem if you have a weapon on one. Like
play that
for example in Azoth. Maybe.
Azoth first man, you can just play this on 2 sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could maybe run that, honestly.
Pirate Warrior is a pretty tight list, so it might not make the cut.
Yeah, that's the problem.
But
I think 2-mana 3/4s are good enough if it's consistent enough.
Yeah, but you only I think if you're gonna run that list you end up putting this new Whetstone Hatchet in there, and you put in Cursed Blade to make it more consistent.
Put in what? Cursed Blade? Oh my gosh, you don't want 6 1-mana weapons? Really? You don't want 8 1-mana weapons? That's insane.
No, I want to run.
You already have an Azoth 6. And upgrade. It's 4 1-mana weapons.
You don't rip upgrade, dude.
No, but
If you're ripping upgrade
play
on one, you're gonna lose.
Your opponent's Kobold Librarian. Next turn, you play a 3/4, and
if you rip upgrade on one, you will lose every time. It's proven.
You save
upgrade for Ankar and for your 3/2 weapon, and that's it. That's the team.
The 3/2 weapon.
The one that you get off of the menu.
Oh yeah, the 4-drop. Yeah. That card is insane.
That's correct. Good. I've been playing a lot of Pirate Warrior.
I think Man at Arms could see play. 2-mana 3/4s are really good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Your competition at the 2 slot is Cannon, which is really good. The 2/2 that's free and comes out of your hand, which is really good. The 2-mana 2/2 deal 2.
Uh-huh.
Is that worse than this card? In some matchups, it's worse. In some, it's better.
No, because it goes over taunts, which matters.
It does go
super
off. So it's good over top later in the game, and this is much better earlier in the game. It's possible that you don't need to go over the top, though, if you're playing 2-mana 3/4s. You just kill him. But that is something
you always need to be able to.
You don't have to cut a 3-drop or 2-drop either. You just are a slightly lower curve, and that's always good.
Sure. Maybe.
I'm sure we'll see it played around with for a bit.
Yeah, they'll try it, I'm sure. This next one, no shot, right?
1-mana 1/4 after your hero attacks, give a minion.
If it was give a minion and then play attack, you might run it. But even then.
I mean, that's a lot of value.
It doesn't get run in wild, for sure. In standard, they play this into Man at Arms, and it's good enough.
That's real good.
Yeah.
That's real good curve.
And then,
9's off, dude. Look at that.
Yeah, one of the 4 legendaries in the set, Kresh, Lord of Turtling. Frenzy, gain 8 armor, death rattle, equip a 2/5 turtle spike. It's a 3/9 beast.
So is that a 2/5 weapon? What an absurd stat line.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of value all at once, that's for sure.
2/5?
So you play this with new Zoth, and it's just your beast. You can summon it with old Zoth, because it's a death rattle, and you can summon it with.
Oh, you're right. And that's you can so good.
And you can summon it with Sour Fang Curse Frenzy. So.
The heck, Sour Res. Fang. So frenzy minions. Wow.
Yeah, and then trigger the frenzies.
Just throwing all the late game control warrior stuff.
Yeah. So all you have to do is survive to that point, which you do by playing like the 3-mana taunt Quillbore and the 5-mana taunts, and you just get there, man. It's gonna be super slow and super greedy, and you'll just die to Raza Priest. But you
being a 6-drop is pretty good.
Pretty slow, but I guess you want to somehow fit in slow decks, which are again non-existent. Yeah. But.
I mean, my biggest sadness is that technically this doesn't cost 7 or 5 because I would 100% run it in Odd Warrior if I could.
Yeah. I don't know if I agree with that. I think it's not a win condition, which is pretty much the only thing you want that late.
Absolutely run this at 5 in Odd Warrior.
At 5, maybe, sure.
Yeah, at 5, yeah. 7, yeah, questionable, but yeah, 5, 100% at 5.
Yeah, I mean, I run the Odd Warrior
list that has the... I run the Odd Warrior list that pretty much my only win condition is Silas combo, so me just getting, like, things that gain me more armor.
It's a fun one.
This is pretty good.
And it's Frenzy Hero Power twice. It's like, well, I just might as well be Hero Powering instead of playing this card. Your Hero Power is so nuts.
I actually like it better that it's even, because I think this goes really good with Even Warrior, in which I run Garrosh.
Scourge Lord Garrosh.
Sure. You can troll, agree with that. You troll.
Even Warrior nonsense.
You could run it in a super greedy version of Dead Man's Hand and just like play this every turn, never die.
One of these times, Andrew, we should do a stream battles where we do even versus odd. You make an X amount of even decks and I make odd decks.
That sounds terribly unfair.
You make your even warrior and your even mage, and I'll make my my odd paladin and my odd shaman and my. Okay,
that sounds way better.
You'd have to do even warrior versus odd warrior, even mage versus odd mage.
There you go. Odd mage isn't very good. I can play odd priest. That's not very good. It's just paladin and rogue that ruined that.
Odd mage is good. It was a deck for a while. It's got the 7-mana 4/4.
It was a deck in standard.
I played it a few times in WoW just so you could get out an early Ragnaros off the bird.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I guess Bakush is better. I'll get wrecked. Sounds fun for me. Let's do it. Hey, let's talk about bad cards. This is one of those. 7-mana 4/4. What a terrible stat line. Battlecry. Eat a minion in your opponent's hand. Gain its stats. Such a bad card.
Why is it so expensive? Because
it's a standard card.
It's bad. It's more hand disruption. People are talking about putting in an odd warrior because it's odd. Maybe. It's not great. It's a maybe. You're going to be really sad when you get this off of your generate a random Murloc effect.
Yeah, probably.
Like, even if this cost 5, it would be better, but it'd still be pretty bad.
5-mana 2/2. It's like that rogue card that was at 5-mana, like, did a similar thing, but like also drew you a card and was still bad. I don't know. I think these cards awful and mostly playing wild, but there are players out there that love just disruption cards, even if they're bad, and those people will play it. So it's a good print.
I mean, I'm sure it'll have a really cool animation.
That is true. It's like the focal point of the set, so I would imagine that is true. The last legendary, 3-mana 3/3 neutral legendary, dormant for 2 turns. While dormant, add a dream card to your hand at the end of your turn.
I really like this card.
So you get 2 dream cards kind of early in the game with a really delayed 5-mana 3/3, like 3/3 on turn 5. Yeah.
I mean, dream cards are pretty nutty, so yeah. I like this card a lot. It's uninteractable with card advantage.
Yeah. Just 3-mana, I give you 2 dream cards, but like then you get a 3/3 later. It's there's probably some decks that could use just like a 3-drop. You throw it in there and get a little extra value.
I mean, if you get lucky enough, it curves straight into the 4-mana 7/6 dream dragon.
The what dream dragon?
There's a dragon that it generate that is a dream card. It's just a 4-mana 7/6.
Oh yeah, okay.
So you're just like this into that, and you're
That's
cool.
Really nice. Wow. Yeah, I probably better.
Or you could at least get Laughing Sister, which is 3/5.
I mean, Laughing Sister isn't that bad of a card, though. It's a 2-mana 3/5, or did they change the stat line?
They made it 2-mana. Nice.
Did they make it 2-mana? It was 4 originally.
It's attack, or... I know that. Yeah, I think... Oh, then it's probably 3-mana, then.
It's a 3-mana 3/5. That can't be targeted.
No, they did buff it. It is a 2-mana 3/5, I think.
Laughing Sister Hearthstone is a 2-mana 3/5?
Yep, I think they buffed it to 2-mana 3/5. Wow.
Nice, nice. It's also a decent one because you can like Hero Power, play another minion with it.
Yeah. I don't know. I like him.
It's alright. 3-mana 2/2. Devouring Ectoplasm. Death Rattle. Summon a 2/2 adventurer with a random bonus effect. 3-mana 2/2. Death Rattle. Summon a 2/2. Sounds awful.
I mean, it's 3-mana 3/2.
Right? Yes, that's terrible.
That's a little bit better. Yeah, it's not great.
They played in. They were talking that maybe if Death Rattle Demon Hunter is a thing, this season play because at least aggressively statted enough.
They have,
but
already a fair amount. Like they have the.
They just needed more,
and they do. Okay. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
The Cold War is like the only resounding card from that set, and it's a neutral card.
It's true.
I just like unironically brought that in my priest deck this week. It's pretty funny. It's just a good card.
The 3-mana 2/4 taunt.
Yeah. And it's really good with 9 south and 10 south. Because you have no other Cold Wars, so it's always summons with that.
Yeah. And it is defensive, which is what you need with your
Zoth. Super greedy decks, yeah. Get an early game decent statted. Yeah. I mean, it's just like better than Demon Hunter's cards. But yeah, maybe you play the 4 drop or the 2 drop that curves out into this. Could be all right. It's like really hard to remove all these minions. You have a chain of 3 in a row.
Sure.
Not great in wild though.
No.
Nah.
7-mana 6/6 Battlecry Crypto random weapon from your deck.
I mean, it's not random if you're only running like 2 weapons.
Yeah, and then you draw it.
I feel like it's worse. Oh, I guess you equip a copy, which is kind of cute. With like bomb weapon.
No, it's not a copy.
It equips it from your deck?
Yeah.
Does it yoinks it? From your deck. Oh, that's terrible. Yep. Yeah, this card's awful. Honestly, it'd be better if it was just a random weapon so you could high roll. But you don't want to be running Gold Howl or Arcanine Reaper in your deck.
Sure.
This card seems so bad.
What this card needs to be at all ever relevant is for there to be some nuts 10-mana weapon.
It needs to be a pirate with taunt. Needs to be a pirate with taunt.
You could put it in Recruit Warrior to get the recruit weapon.
Yes,
but then you have your
recruit spells
and
get this
pool
to come out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still in that scenario though. It's still just a 6/6, which is fine.
Yeah.
This card,
I
mean,
it was good.
You cheat out Wolf Cleaver one turn.
7-mana 6/5 that does the random weapon. It's like awful. And I feel like it's better than this card. Because you want to burn weapons, you'd want to play, which are like 3 or 4 mana. So 7-mana 6/6 draw a card and put the weapon in play is not that good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What about Skull of Minari?
It's fine.
That's like its only good use, right? That's got to be its only good use. If you just don't.
If you're playing
Skull
it on 7, you're pretty sad. If you're playing it any later
than 7.
You're
pretty sad, but at least you're getting a 6/6 with it. There's like a chance you that could be fine. It's probably the best weapon you'd want to use this card for, but I think the card sucks.
I tend to agree. You probably do it with. I mean,
I'll try it out with Shenanigans and see what happens.
Yeah.
maybe there is a universe where just playing a 7-mana 6/6 and a Gore Howl is just fine.
You have it in like a Celestial Alignment deck. So you play Twig, and then you play this card, and it draws your Spear Sapience and breaks your Twig. It's kind of cute.
There we go.
Yeah,
but you'd rather just like have your spear in your hand like normal and just
yeah.
But yeah, at least in that war that makes it free. Maybe if Mage gets a weapon, you can throw it in LPG because it's a 1-mana 6/6. But
it's just like an extra chance to draw a key weapon. So if you're like if your deck relies on you getting Twig before the 30th card, then maybe this sees play.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Last card. 1-mana 0/2 at the end of your turn, add a 2/2 adventurer with a random bonus effect to your hand. Meh.
Yeah, it's terrible. Let's move on to the patch notes.
Sure. Onto the patch.
See, Blood Man is 0-2. Why can't that be a 1-2? What? Who hurt you? Who hurt the Reading Stone, man? What a wild life. Standard updates. They've nerfed first day of school again.
Now it does 2 instead of 3.
If this card wasn't already dead enough. It's real dead now.
Hand of a Doll.
I mean, yeah, it was bonkers in Standard, though.
Yeah, one mana draw 3. Yeah.
Yeah,
one mana draw 3 is good in Standard. Awful in Wild. You'd much rather have 0 mana draw 2 in Wild.
Absolutely valid. But
you might even rather have 0 mana draw 1? You kind of
need
2.
No.
Yeah. The biggest thing is with Standard smaller pool, the 1 cost minions you got were like significantly better on average.
That's probably true, too, yeah. I mean, this only ever saw play in Handbook because it was free and you could have a turn one to curve out into the Hand of a Doll and then have like maybe one extra minion that gets buffed a couple times. Without that, the card is just dead and wild.
Yep.
Hey, speaking of Hand of a Doll.
Is this like nuts in Standard?
I don't know.
This surprised
me. Makes
me
sad.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It was a pretty fun and cool card. It was like pretty fair, I felt.
Yeah.
Kind of sad they nerfed it.
That one makes me sad.
They said that they were taking down the power level of Paladins, so when new decks and fun stuff came out, they just didn't all lose to Paladins over and over. They were making like the new set, like it's like in Wild when a new set comes out and everyone just plays Pyre Warrior. They're trying to prevent that in Standard, basically.
Yeah.
Whereas in Wild, people just do it because they're jerks or they're clueless, and then in Wild and Standard, the people would play to win, so they'd play Paladin. That's why they did it. I do like that they nerfed first day of school again. Like, I'd rather them have done 2 little nerfs than 1 big nerf. I think it's a better philosophy. But it is kind of funny, though, that it's just dead. It's wild, though. Hand of a Doll also probably dead. Hand buff probably dead.
Maybe.
Hand buff was already pretty dead with first day of school nerf. Kind of killed it. Because it just can't beat priests and stuff anymore. And that card was like one of the good reasons you had the 1/1 into this card. So good. Now it's just terrible. Feels bad. This card change fascinates me. I really want this card to be good. It could be kind of cool, but they changed it like 12 times at this point, it feels like. I love how they buffed this card so that 1-mana card wasn't a problem. I found that hilarious. So instead of when that 1-mana card kills like a full board, this grows 7 times, it's now like just way better in every other scenario, but not that one. So now instead of when
they changed it so it only triggers once, right? Yeah.
No, it's so that instead of when you play a card with overload, it procs whenever you play any card if you have an overloaded mana crystal. Right?
No, because after you play a card with overload. They change basically whenever to after.
What does that
do?
So
I'm assuming it triggers. I think it changes the trigger to be after the card has finished.
So that 1-mana card doesn't. I thought they buffed it. That's a real shame. Yeah. I wish they'd buff it so that this card saw play. But I guess I read it wrong. You're right. It's just so that if a card overloads more than once, it doesn't proc twice.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was like whenever you play a card when you're overloaded. I thought they changed more than just after, but I was baited. I look a fool.
I can't really understand why. Like, I understand, like, sure, there's that really niche scenario you mentioned.
With the one drop,
like,
I think that's literally it, because that one drop is coming into Standard with a limited pool, and this card is, like, fringe playable as a 3/4 in the core set.
I hate the fact that we don't get a reason for this change. It's just like, yeah, this is what we're doing now. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's fun.
Battlegrounds.
This new one seems very, very good. Not nuts, because it's random, but still pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it nets you gold, so that's always a good thing.
Yeah, so it's like, it removes that like feeling you got with Sylvanas when you'd sell something for stats and be sad that you didn't get the gold. Back with old Sylvanas was in Battlegrounds, I know Andrew hated that a lot. So it's similar to that, but it also lets you like, it's kind of like the Quillbore Neophyte that lets you keep your stats, like it transfers your Blood Gems over, or like Vol'jin where you get to transfer your stats over. It kind of does that and then still gives you the sell value once a turn. So you can like get rid of a big minion without feeling awful about it once a turn. And like, sometimes you hit a minion with a Divine Shield.
Are you sure it's random?
Yeah, it was confirmed.
That was confirmed?
The remove of friendly minion is obviously not random, but the spit is random.
The spit is? Yeah. Okay. That's unfortunate.
Well, otherwise it would be just a better Vol'jin for the most part. I mean, you don't have to sell with Vol'jin, but it's just functionally just probably better in that case. It still seems like probably a 4-3 hero, like tier 2, middle of the road. but like fun.
Yeah, no, I'd pick it over, you know, I'd pick it over some of like Bran or something.
Oh, well, I haven't picked Bran in a decade. That guy's
I know. Like, I'm just, like, I don't know how to complete some of the achievements. I'm just like, I'm never going to pick this hero unless I want to win a game.
Mortanis is also good because its hero power is zero, right? Like, zero mana, gain a gold, do stuff. It's just good. Zero mana stuff is good.
Yeah.
This one.
Yeah, it's not really gaining gold, though, because you would sell it.
You're selling a minion. Yeah, you're not gaining a gold. You're just not losing the gold for selling the minion.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm excited to play with it.
Yeah, it seems fun.
Sad that it doesn't work like gold. I thought it. The way it's worded, I thought it did. But if it's
not right, that's what I was thinking, too.
Strictly better than Vol'jin. You just spit your stats on OK Vi'dron, and, like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, sometimes...
I guess it just still functions.
Sometimes characters are just allowed to be better than other characters. That's just a thing that happens.
Why? But, like, that when it's that close of an experience, like, instead of switching stats, you're adding all of the stats on top. So, I mean, it's just always bigger. And you're getting your gold for it. And when you Vol'jin switch, you want to sell the now crappy small minion anyway. Like, if you have a 30-30 Wrathweaver that you switch for the 2-4 Hydra, you then want to sell this 2-4 Wrathweaver. Like, this thing's gone.
Yeah.
So, like, with this, it'd be the same experience, except better. And it would just feel bad to play Vol'jin.
I've really found that using Vol'jin's hero power has been more of, like, take, like, a really good minion with terrible stats, and then, like, there's another minion in the shop that has, like, just better stats, and you swap those, not so much your own guys. That's how I've been using it anyway.
I mean, early
that
game,
is
yeah,
a very
just,
good way.
Early game, you just switch your tokens to be bigger stats and win the early fights. And late game, you want to have a power engine, so like a big Wrathweaver or a Magnet. Just any way to gain a bunch of stats in one minion, and then you can switch it over to your Cleaves and your Divine Shields. But
yeah, and your Wind Fury.
This next one, I think, sucks, but it is interesting.
Yeah. Isn't he just worse Wagtoggle?
Well, Wagtoggle is 1-1, to be fair. But you can't, like, Reform Curve with this. So, like, you'd buy... You'd have to buy level... Then on turn 3, you could buy Hero Power, and that's pretty good, because you're getting a 4-2 out of your Hero Power if you have a 1-drop and a 2-drop.
I think this... Sure. I think a lot of comps
have... Next
you
could do it again and waste 2 mana. It's pretty bad.
I think a lot of these... A lot of... Endgame comps have like 3 or 4 Cavaliers represented.
It's possible you just don't play, you don't ever hero power till turn 8, right? Like once you turn 3, you can start hero powering, and it only has 3 minions though. Seems really bad.
This is like Light Fang on a hero power. If you build your board.
No, so we had that as Wagtoggle, and she was still bad.
Well, she was really good when she was 2-1, and...
yeah, exactly. She was really good when she was 2-1.
The game was a little bit slower. But this is so
It's like Light Fang. This is like Light Fang, except you can do it on all synergistic minions instead of minions that don't work well together.
So, like, okay, so you're playing what comp? Like, Quillboards. And you have a 2-drop Divine Shield. You have the... 3-drop Brute, you have the 4-drop Ground Shaker, or the 3-4 Taunt.
Yeah.
You have the 5-drop, 4.
It's like, I don't know, you just have so much stronger things to be doing than hero powering, but maybe, like, hey, you probably just die with this character, right, before you ever get to do any of that.
Yeah, my biggest thing is, like, if your hero power never really comes into effect until, like, the late game, then it's just terrible.
Yeah, it's just, like, a worse Shadowrock, right? Well, it's maybe a slightly better Shadowrock, but it's pretty bad. You can play it on 3, maybe. Which is kind of cute, and then you just probably don't play it again until 8 gold, and then maybe it's okay
what
on
you do
3
is
minions
you,
then.
You get a token start, and then you sell turn 1 to buff your one
oh,
token
that's
guy.
That's disturbing, but
sure.
Well, no, if you get a token start, actually, you could be kind of good, because then on turn 4 and 6 gold, you could sell by 2 in hero power, and then you'd buff. I guess you still only buff 2, though, so it sucks. Gosh.
Yeah, and it's buffing like the crappier tier 1.
Yeah, it might flip flop what it's buffing. So you just can't use this early. It's the exact same thing. But yeah, I think this hero sucks.
If this was free, it'd be good.
Yeah, well, it'd be too good if it was free.
I don't think it'd be too good. I think it'd be fine.
Turn 1, you're getting a free 2-1. Turn 2, you're getting a free 2-1. Turn 3, you're getting a free 4-2. Turn 4, you're getting a free 4-2.
I mean, they're better hero
powers. I don't
think
anything's better than that.
Okay, but
right,
even if
get,
you scale
get
it back,
1-1 and we're good.
Yeah, if it's 1-1, maybe it's fine,
maybe,
then.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's crazy that things are like basically unplayable at one and then absolutely busted at zero.
Yeah, well, because it's an infinitely reduced.
Yeah.
It's an infinitely reduced.
All right, but here's a huge change, though, with the hero pool update.
Praise the Lord. My Ev is so toxic.
She's so
sick of her. Her Hyrule's have been higher than she should be able to Hyrule for so long, but she's always just been slightly outshadowed by something that's even stupider. The stupid rat, the stupid Galakrond, the stupid Elise. It's like, Maeve is there. All of these expansions just being just a rotten prick. And they're finally getting rid of her.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm for so the happy. Record, if you don't have Battlegrounds perks, you get the new heroes on June 17th. If you do, you get them tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I get them tomorrow. Yeah.
There's a new minion.
That's pretty big change.
I like that change. Maeve is obnoxious. All the good players are like, how did Jandis survive? It's like, well, because if you're not 10k, the character is not that good because people are struggle to play her well.
My one thing about Jandis is that I never got to play her before they got rid of the bunnies, and I just never got to experience that.
Yeah, it was
pretty dumb. Yeah, it was really fun.
But yeah, I mean, it got old.
It was very dumb.
Yeah.
Well, we got to play Pogos, which were bad up until that point. I liked it. I miss Pogos.
Well, Jandis is just good now because you just make triples from get five. Is
reasonable hero.
Yeah, she's very, very good. So we've got a new Siegebreaker that's like the new four tier druid minion. Not demon minion, rather.
Demon.
Tier four demon minion. At the end of your turn, if you have six or fewer minions, gain +3/+3, and it's a 3/5. So basically, this is an Omu card that I'm going to despise playing against. It's sure. Like Wendy.
Yeah,
it's like they also really good in
the blacksmith, and they just threw it up there on like for Omu, and I'm just gonna be pissed when my opponent gets it on turn like four.
Or
I mean,
Yasharge.
Yeah, does it?
Maybe Yasharge, but
oh, Yasharge. Yeah.
The end of your turn, it though, kind of... it wouldn't proc. Your hero power would be a 3/5, and should you have a turn later, then like
no. I'm talking. You have this in your comp, and you have six minions, and you hit the button.
Oh.
Oh, you still end up with seven minions each combat despite that.
Yeah
you
just have
wrong.
A random one, though. And then 3/3 falls off at that point. But yeah, I think it's just like a card you have to spike early for it to be worth anything.
Sure. Triple into
isn't
it.
Isn't this really good if you're leveling fairly aggressively
yes.
and just
this
hit
is
this
an,
on tier
this is,
four and you're just like, cool.
Yes, this is an Omu card. You hit it on turn 5 or 6 and it just immediately becomes a 6/8.
And then you're just
then
like, cool,
just
I'll just
don't
keep
learn
power
after
leveling
that. Yeah.
This thing will carry me.
Yeah, it's very good for exactly power leveling comps. Theoretically also cool. Decent with C'Thun because you like don't have 7 minions for most of the game.
Sure.
But on four you're
just like are kind of donkey rolling for the Defiant Shield mech, so I don't know.
I was if you have to triple on 3, this is a really good thing to hit.
Yeah, because if you hit it early that way, it's basically you spike it early. But I'm okay with
it
because
really
Siege
like
are kind of blue and it's okay, whatever. I'm also really happy Cool Boys are no longer guaranteed. That should be refreshing.
Uh-huh.
Also kind of boring
and,
in a way.
Yeah.
Refreshing.
And Siegebreaker is also now gone.
Yeah, see, I never bought Siegebreaker and then, like, wasn't sad about it.
I have. It's just...
Yeah, I mean, I, like, bought it the last day I played Battlegrounds, actually, now that I think about it, but I didn't, like, want to buy it. It was just the biggest thing in the shop when I had 3 money left and I was running out of time when I panicked, bought a minion.
Or it's just, like, a demon and you're running, like, demon
yeah,
taunt
and you shuffle
and
it in.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care about any of this stuff.
Updating.
You can talk
arenas
about it,
is updating.
Yeah, new arena, new duels.
We talked about the you can buy hero skins and card packs.
Yeah,
now.
Magni, Illyria, Medivh, Khadgar, Sylvanas, Thunder King, Dame, Hazelbark, Maeve, Morgul. You can buy Morgul.
Uh-huh.
He's a you gotta recruit friends, bro. You gotta make alt accounts for Morgul. That's not right. Lunara.
Lunara was free.
Was Lunara twice,
yep. No, Lunara was just free.
You played a certain games of standard, I think. You played like 10 games of standard. And
Maeve was the same way. Lunara and Maeve both were like that, but if you came to the game later than that, then you missed out. So that's why they're doing it.
Yeah, tough, dude, tough.
I think Serenoia was something similar to that. But yeah, I have all of these heroes.
Serenoia was an expansion.
And Hazelbark. It might have been. I don't remember anymore.
I think it was one of the ones I didn't buy, but I didn't buy.
So I'll probably buy the last two of these that I don't have.
I won't buy any of
these. I'll buy I'll buy the last two that I don't have just so I can have them, and then I'll be good.
But yeah, now you can go to the collection manager and buy stuff through there instead if you want.
Yeah. Right. And then there's some solo contact coming.
Yeah, so. Priest is getting its Book of Mercenaries, and so is whatever the heck that
Druid,
is. Druid.
Druid, yeah.
That's probably Druid.
And Druid's getting their Book of Heroes, too.
Hey, wait, so what the heck is a Book of Mercenaries? Is it the same
like
thing?
It's like a Book of Heroes. It's
like the single player content for the expansion.
And then Book of Heroes is one that's just been lasting for a long time?
Correct.
Pretty much. Okay.
And a bunch of game fixes. Always they good. Updated a friends list messaging to indicate whether players in play mode are playing ranked or casual and which format they are playing. That's kind of nice.
But that's cool.
But they haven't... they haven't made it so it doesn't bug out every time I look at it yet. So.
I mean, it might be in this long list of things that they fixed, but I'm not going to read them all.
I looked through it. It's not.
Did they fix the issue where if you friend someone to play Battlegrounds and it just sometimes doesn't work?
Well, you have to invite them from the Battlegrounds menu, I think, or else it just doesn't work.
Which is
it's
a dumb interaction.
It's a consistent thing, not a bug, but it probably should be changed. And also, if they're like editing decks, I think it doesn't like work. It's very...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, updated the wording of Shield Slam so that it accurately represents the way the card interacts with spell damage.
Huh. I'm interested to see what the wording is on that. I saw that. That's all we got for today. Any parting thoughts for the mini set?
I feel like I don't need to buy it, but I might just for the fun of it.
Yeah. I got a few fun decks I'm looking to play.
I don't think any of the cards will last more than a week. What cards were good? I literally don't think any of them were good.
I just want to play like the legendaries and then that one Warlock card, essentially.
Yeah, it's easier for me to spend the gold than spend the dust, so I'll just buy the whole set just so I don't have to craft some of the
Maybe
stuff
if I luck my way into top 8 of Born to Be Wild, I'll have to buy this for next week and could put a Kresh in my deck or something.
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna open 20 packs and I'll get all the rares and commons from that. And then it's just like a matter of a few epics and legendaries that if I want them, I can craft them. Or eventually I'll just open them.
Also, what are the 35 cards that can be obtained in the packs? Because there's 66 total, but you only get 35 from packs.
It's 35 unique cards. So that 35 is not counting.
So 66 is two O's with the legendaries, making it less than 70. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Right.
That's just a weird way of wording that, but I guess you're right. Okay. That's weird, because you could open 66 unique cards. Because you can have two odds of these cards, but okay.
Yes.
So you can get it all in packs, huh?
Yeah.
That's...
You can get every common guaranteed and almost every rare.
And
there's only one epic and it's bad.
14 packs, you guaranteed every rare?
No, it'd be 28.
Oh, no, because you can get doubles, sure.
Yeah, 28 packs guaranteed every rare.
Well, actually,
but you're
it's
more,
not.
You're likely
you
to get it.
You get an epic and not a rare in a pack, right?
Okay, it's not guaranteed, but it's basically guaranteed. Because you'll get two rare... packs occasionally too.
I might buy my pity timer in Forge because I think I've bought lifetime 23 Forge packs and since the pack expansion came out.
Oh my gosh.
There's no playable cards from the expansion. Why would I bother? None of the cards are playable.
Yeah, I guess if you don't care about collection like I do. I like
Forge
having the full collection.
I like having 18,000 gold so whenever something comes out I have gold instead of having just wasted it on Sylvanas and going, I can't buy the mini set now.
I didn't wasted on Sylvanas, alright? I've had Sylvanas for years. I wasted it on Magni.
Wasted it on Magni, dude. Okay.
Yeah.
Magni's a worthwhile right. investment.
See?
I spent 10 Playvig dollars on that boy.
Yeah, I did. I think I did Playvig on, like, Sylvanas, probably.
So.
Back when Playvig was actually, like,
Sylvanas is new. Illyria was the old
Sylvanas is not new. I mean, Illyria is certainly new. Or Illyria.
Sylvanas, was this not the first time Sylvanas came out?
No.
Oh, really?
I've had Sylvanas for 2 years.
What? Like the Hunter Hero?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was it originally a pre-order?
I don't know.
Oh, Shantae would advertise the game with Hunter, right?
I think it was like one of those small bundles where they just like threw in a random hero to make it worth it.
Hmm.
Sure.
Let's see. Yeah. When did it come out? She was previously obtainable for a limited time run in the shop from December 10th, 2019 to January 5th, 2020. Okay, so you've had it for like
almost
a year.
2 years.
Yeah, year and a half. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate the invite.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks for coming, man.
You want to plug your Twitch or your social media or anything?
Not at this time. Not really on either too much at this moment, so I don't want to disappoint folks for not interacting with them. So maybe in the future, if you guys have me on again, I'll be a little more active. But at this point, haven't really been touching the socials that much.
Sure.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So you said you're a high school teacher, so you probably... What are you doing all summer?
Summer, I think I might actually end up being streaming a little bit, though I have been fairly tempted to start streaming some Magic the Gathering, so I might do a bit of both of that. Depends.
That'd be sweet. All right. Yeah. Jordan. Everyone knows Jordan's social stuff. Go check out his YouTube. It's been popping lately. He's gotten some retweets from Born to Be Wild. So he's been doing his listener series, and he almost always opens with a good joke.
Almost always, he says. All right.
I mean, you've had what, 3 videos?
Yeah.
Like two-thirds of them have had
miss?
A good joke.
Ah, that's tough.
Yeah.
One of them missed.
One was a miss. Yeah.
What was the miss, we think? It's the first one to miss? The recent one was the miss?
Yeah.
You didn't like the...
The Corbett one was hilarious.
You didn't
dude.
Like the yeah, Fortnite or the Minecraft drinking? You didn't like that?
I liked the Corbett one, and I liked
the Corbett one was classic.
The Secret Mage one where you distorted your voice. That was funny.
What makes Born to Be Wild special?
Yeah, for me, I'm not streaming much because I'm super busy with work, but I might get around to it. I finally got my 10-star thing back for Wild. I lost it for a while. They hit Legend.
You just
last
hit Legend
month.
For you hit it with 9x. That's brutal. I mean, it's not that much more brutal. You just get the Diamond 5 a little slower. But...
Yeah. Yes, sir. I was in the middle of the pack for Legend. I finished like 1400 or 1500, because I climbed on the last take of 4. Yeah, that's about all we got. This is episode 21. The show is legally allowed to drink now.
Is that how that works?
Sure. Yeah. So, Vanessa, do you know our little end of show phrase?
I don't. Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. So, since the beginning, Kaboombot has been our friend, and whenever you see a Kaboombot, you buy it and you just win. So.
Yes, Kaboombot is the people's champ.
Yes, Kaboombot is the people's champ. So if you see a people's champ, you're gonna buy that people's champ and you're gonna win.
Amazing.
Amazing. All right, that's all we got for you, folks. See ya.